You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The parsha begins speaking about Yankif Avinu and the dream of the Sulam Mutzav Altsev Rosh HaMegiya Shamayma, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu promised Yankif Avinu that he would be with him and guard him. And then the Pasuk in Perek Choftes, Pasuk Aleph, says, Ve'yisa Yaakov Raglov. He lifted up his feet. Rashi said that's a language of Simcha, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu made these promises to him. Ve'yar v'hinei be'er basada. He saw that there was a well in the field, and he met the shepherds that were waiting to move the stone, as the Torah tells us in detail. So the Shem Yishmuel makes an interesting observation. He says that it seems that this word v'yar is miuseres. It seems to be superfluous. It could have said, V'yelech altsa b'nei kedem, v'hinei be'er basada. You could have just skipped the word v'yar. So he quotes the Medrash that brings down that a be'er, which is a well, can mean many different things. It can allude to the Torah, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Sanhedrin, to the Be'er Shel Miriam, to Gulosan Shel Yisrael La'osid, and many future occurrences that would happen to Klal Yisrael. But the Shem Yishmuel says that here V'yah seems to connotate many things that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael in the future. And therefore, Haven Shekan Tizdamin Loi Ba'zugoi. It doesn't mean just he physically saw the well. It means that this is the place where he's going to meet his mate. Al-Kain Pona El Haroyim L'Dabar Imam. That's why he tarried there. Until Rochel came, because he understood this was the place that he was supposed to meet his bashert, so to speak. And this is the entire piece of Shem Yishmuel. I had the good fortune last night to have the company of Yedidi Ahuvi, Reb Eitan Feiner Shlita, and I showed him this Shem Yishmuel. And we were talking about how the word Vayah in a number of places in the Torah also seemed to mean Havana Yesera. And he made mention specifically of the Pasuk in Miketz, Perek Membeis Pasuk Aleph, V'yar Yaakov ki yesh sheva b'mitzrayim, and Rashi says there, he saw b'aspaklalya shel kodesh yasidin yesh sheva b'mitzrayim. Again, it wasn't just what he physically thought or saw. He understood something that will happen in the future, very good, that's connected to the words sheva b'mitzrayim, grain in Mitzrayim. And that referred to the rejoining of Yosef HaTzadik to the family. I mentioned to Rabbi Feiner at that point that we see another Vayah that comes to mind in Parshas Shemois, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in the house of Paroi, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'yi b'yomim ahem v'yigdal Moshe, V'yah Ish Mitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu beheld an Ish Mitzri, V'yah Ki Ein Ish, V'yaches HaMitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was no person watching, that's Pashat Pshat. But Rashi says, again, it's not just he saw that there was no people there next to them when he killed the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, Osid Latzeis Mimenu Sheyizgayer. He saw that there was no man that would be a descendant of this Mitzri who would convert. So he said the Shema Meferish, and he killed him, Moshe Rabbeinu. So here we also see a V'yah connotating a, if we may use the phrase, an extrasensory perception, something above physical sight. He understood a mahura that would happen in the future. And I was speaking to Rabbi Feiner and telling him that we see not only in the psukim,
you are listening to BensTorah.com,
tzaddikim, that when they saw a person or a particular thing, they perceived, again, extrasensory perception more than what they physically saw. Like we see by the Briska Rav, Chaim Briska, that somebody once came and asked him if you can use milk for the four koises, and the story is told that he excused himself, Reb Chaim Briska, and he went to his wife and he asked her to put together food for this person. He said he understood this by virtue of the fact that when somebody asks a shayla about being yoitza arba koises with milk, he understood that it must be he doesn't have money for all the things that someone needs for the seder. So again, he saw something, the Briska Rav, but he perceived something more than what he physically saw. And dear friends, I think it's appropriate to say that the reason why we find the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives this clear sight, extrasensory perception, most notably to tzaddikim, is because, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, on the Pasuk, in Parshas Toldos, V'yeta Yitzchok L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi, that they entreated the Rabbeinu Shlalom profusely. Kodesh Bochu is Misavel Tfilosin Shel Tzadikim. Kodesh Bochu wants that the Tzadikim should be Mispalel a lot because Kodesh Bochu Kibiyochel enjoys their Tfilos. And Kodesh Bochu lets them see many things that an average person would not see, so that they should be Mispalel, that people should have a Yeshua. And most interestingly, the first place in the Torah we see that is by Avram Avinu. After the Malachim left Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we see in the Pasuk, will I hide from Avram what I'm going to do to Sodom? And he lets Avram know so that Avram should be mispalel for Sodom. Let us remember, not only were Sodom not Jewish, but they were terrible Rishoyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems, wanted the tefillahs of the tzaddik of Avram Avinu, even for such people. And there's a lot of psukim in the Torah that talk about these tefillahs. And it's not obvious at all what was the purpose of these tefillahs, because it seems that the tefillahs served no purpose, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that he's going to destroy Sodom, and Avram put forward his pleas, but Sodom was destroyed anyway. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesave to the tefillosin shel tzadikim, and I believe that this is the reason that when it says Vayal in the Torah, and when the tzaddikim through the Doris were able to see things, they were able to realize that tefillos were needed. Memela, this sight was so that the Rabbeinu Shalom should get these tefillos, which kiviyochel, if we may use the phrase, Kodesh Baruch Hu enjoys these tefillos and desires these tefillos. Now, I just want to provide a takeaway when I say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives tzaddikim clear sight. I once heard from a very perceptive person on this inyan, which we often mention, Abola Tyre, Messiah and Loi. Somebody wants to have Tahara, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps. That it's not only Tzadikim that can be Maven Dovo, Metoich Dovo. And this perceptive person once told me that if a person wants to look for mitzvah opportunities, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us see and hear things that are not at all obvious. And with this advice, I have occasionally gone to various stores which sell food, and I listen very carefully, and I watch very carefully the people that are coming in. And very often, you can figure out that there are people who are hungry, who need food, who can't afford the food, and they're looking to buy something that they can't afford, which they can't find because they don't have enough money. And I myself have had the schus a number of times to be able to ask the person, may I help you purchase something for Shabbos? Or, if you're hungry, may I buy you something to eat? But this is because if a person has a desire, a bol atayr, Messiah loy, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps you find opportunities and see things that are not obvious. You don't have to be a tzaddik. You can want to be a tzaddik. You could strive to be a tzaddik, but you don't have to be a tzaddik to be able to perceive these things that are not obviously near Aleinayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that indeed we should be bol atayr. We should have the desire to do mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu will afford us opportunities that are very special and will be zoicha in the schus of nedivus alev and our desire to help people in times of need, that we will be able to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will allow us to see the gulasim shel Yisrael and simchas and nachas for us, for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.